Meeting to order at 7:02. And we have approval of the regular minutes for our February 5th, 2024 meeting.
We'll make a motion to approve the minutes. February 5th.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Everybody in favor?
Very great.
Thank you.
Well written.
I can always tell. I printed it up today.
Anyone abstaining? Oh, everybody was here, right?
Yeah, that was
amazing. Okay. Minutes passed. There is no one present for evidence forum. Correspondence. I have nothing at this time.
Does anybody have any correspondence they want to share?
Okay. Farm maintenance report?
Not much this month. We've been busy out front here.
Busy here?
Yeah, in that building.
Hooking it up?
Yeah, wiring it and stuff.
Nothing to report?
No.
Okay, I'll take the potable water off next time. Sorry.
Just a question. The parking lot is all dug up, and then there's a pile of like millings up there. Is that going to be spread? Okay.
Yeah, that's the filling. Once the last snow flies, which I think will be next week.
Yeah. It's going to be a very wet.
Measurable snow, you think?
Enough to plow.
Mm.
One more.
Okay.
I hope we can.
I kept saying,
hold you to that.
The beginning of March. After yesterday, I was sitting out on the deck. I kept saying to myself, remember, it's only the beginning of March.
It's only March.
Yeah. That's right.
March, they say, is, well, it's the, historically, is the month that has most snow.
Yeah. In like a lion, out like a lamb.
It came in like a lamb this time. Yeah. So we'll see how it goes out.
Update on our accounts.
Okay. The Heritage Farm Fund, which is the one the town holds, $8,633.53. The only change from last month is interest for the month of February. And then the Rosie Fund is $6,769.43. And that's after the $35 deposit.
So there's a... There is some bookkeeping that we need to do, right?
Yes. So in my massive cleanout project, I found all of the incorporation papers for the Community Ed Foundation, which right now is the bank account that's holding our Rosie Fund. It's at MT. And because we are a nonprofit, we don't have to pay the $24 a month fee to maintain, you know, an account. So we do want to maintain, keep that. Right now, I'm the only person on the account who's a signer. And the only reason for that is that I was a signer on the Community Ed Foundation account because I was the chair. But since I'm not going to be here, you know, for the whole year, we need somebody else to go on that. And I would suggest two people because it just, you know, it makes sense to have a backup. So at some point, we should, whoever wants to volunteer to do that, need to go over to M&T and sit down with somebody, and they'll just take my name off and put your names on.
Yeah. I'll be one of them, but is there anybody else who's interested in?
I'll be one of them.
In it, Kara?
Okay, okay. Perfect. Mm-hmm. So...
So we'll set up a time with that.
We have to fill out to set.
We don't have to do, since I have the incorporation papers,
mm-hmm.
And the bylaws and all that stuff. We don't really have to do anything more than that. They may ask us to do something like, you know, have minutes of a meeting that will take me off and put you guys on or something like that. But I will find out when
we
I go.
We noted in tonight's
meeting. Yeah. Yes, right.
So we should vote. Maybe we should take a vote on that.
Yeah, it's not a motion, but yeah, it probably wouldn't hurt.
Yeah.
I think it, yeah.
I'll write it into the minutes and then it'll be there and we'll have that to be able to. So, but they don't always ask for that. Like I just did it for St. Morris and they didn't ask us anything like that. So, but it was KeyBank. So, I mean, every bank kind of deals with things differently.
Do you work with M&T at all?
No.
I don't either. I work with KeyBank.
So. Yeah. And I would I would say we could switch it, except that
you're getting a good deal. That would not be a good idea.
Yeah. It's let's just leave everything the way it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the whole nonprofit thing is very complicated, and since we're sort of sliding in under suspicious circumstances,
sounds good to me.
Easier just leave things the way they are. The only problem is it's over in Vernon.
Okay.
Over by where the Kmart shopping center used to be.
Okay.
Yep. Vernon is on the back side of that.
Sure. Okay.
So it's not real convenient to go to, and unfortunately, because we're only a savings account and not a checking account, you can't get online access. They only do it for checking account. So, you know, once a month I go over there, and they won't give you a balance over the phone.
Oh,
so you know, but
and you have to have a card, you have to have ID, you have to
But they're very nice when you know, I just give them my you know driver's license, and they you know since I'm on the account, they just give me the balance. And you know, really, we don't put that much money in and take money out that much. Right. So it doesn't change all that much from month to month. So. Right. Anyhow, okay, I will put that in the minutes.
Okay. Climate control display case for digging into history artifacts. We had a Zoom meeting with was in the last one, and basically have not. Sarah's been super busy, and we have not moved forward on this. So I have nothing else to report on it, unless somebody else does.
Well, I think we're shooting for May. They do hear that it's, and I found a bunch of, I found a company that I think is the best company to get something that we want with the size.
Pre-made?
Yeah. And I sent all that to Sarah Sportman, and we are in touch with the grant, the funding organization, which is CT Humanities. And so we'll be able to, and the grants are every other month or something, so we can submit them. And we decided to work on hoping to get something done by, submitted by May. And then they decide on it quickly, and we'll have money to do it probably before the summer's over. And that's that.
Sounds good.
Yeah, oh, here it is.
Is it like a piece of furniture?
It is a case, you know, it's a glass case. And
will it go on the ledge?
It'll go on, the windowsill.
Oh, that's right on the
And it's gonna be 3 feet wide, and
we have the dimensions by a foot deep by
22 by 33 by 36.
22 by
And that's because it has to fit in between the heat vents that are in the bookcases.
Is it electrified? Does it have lights in it?
It could.
They have a variety, so.
Yeah.
You could just tell me those again, because
22 by 33.
But 22 by 33, and we said 3 feet tall. But that's the fungible, that's the fungible dimension, because it, you know, just a matter of how tall you want it.
The 22 is the depth.
Yeah.
33 is the width.
Yep. And 33 inches long.
Okay. Let me just be sure of the date for submission. So the goal is May. It's a quick grant, so.
So we'll shoot for May for
that. I haven't heard from Sarah because she's really busy now.
Busy.
She said she would be, but she should be finished with her project this month, so she'll be in touch.
We can call her too. We spoke with Landy Construction, and he prepared us a quote for just the grading work on the site for the manure pit, and it came in at $19,200, which I don't know if that's high or not. So I'm gonna get another quote.
We'll need three written ones, so.
Yeah. We have to have three. Who's the third person? I'm gonna go to Alex Ansaldi. Who's the third person I can go to?
Bogner, maybe?
Oh, Will.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
So 19 was Landy?
Almost. Yep. 19, too.
Yeah, over 12, it has to be three written quotes.
Over 12? Okay.
12.5, I think.
Okay.
How does that sound to you?
Like, seems a little high.
A little.
He also estimated that it was going to need 56 loads of imported fill.
So, I was just going to ask you
what, 62?
56.
Wow.
I don't know.
Is there someplace on the farm where you can get some of that fill?
Not really.
No. You can't dig there, so.
Well, you know, that's why you get
multiple quotes. That's why we get quotes.
Yeah.
Because
I could be wrong. It just seems a little high.
Yeah. So I will get in touch with Alex Ansaldi and Will Bogner and see if we can't get a couple more quotes for the work to be done. And Roger Barrett from Country Carpenters is going to work up an estimate for a pavilion, which is basically a pole barn, but he didn't have that done yet.
Oh, and the beam?
The carrying beam is F, which is next, and we have a proposal for that, which you want to hang on to it?
I'll get two more for that.
You do have to get two, even though it's under 12?
Three verbal quotes over 5,000.
Okay.
Yeah. So okay. I'll call them. Got to do the roof.
Ooh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you want to make copies of these? Do you have it?
Did he just give you that, or did he?
I just have one.
Okay. This copier isn't really readily available.
Okay. I can hang on to it, or you can hang on to it.
Hang on to it. Just tell me the price.
6,000.
Six even.
Yep. Okay. Hang on. Let me just double check. 6,000. No tax.
What was that for?
This was for the carrying beam.
Okay.
Is that something that has to be done? Otherwise,
to stabilize the house.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. So that was that. We got that. I have no information about LOTSIP grants or STEEP grants.
I think LOTSIP is almost done with LOTSIP was the trail, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think Jacobson was almost done and ready to go for the next
public hearing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
The town engineer was tweaking the plan after the last public hearing, and I believe he's almost done with that, and they'll be setting up the next public hearing shortly. Right?
So are they,
details we don't have yet.
Are they going to lump the Brandy Street Trail into this public hearing with the farm trail?
I hope not. I thought they said it was three pieces. I thought when they met with Jimmy, said it's the
right
firehouse to the town hall, the town hall through the farm, and then down Bolton Center and Brandy Street is the third phase.
Right.
So I'm not really sure why they would.
But the third phase, there are preliminary plans out there because somebody emailed them to me.
Yeah.
Asking me questions about it.
I thought they presented them at that point.
I haven't heard about a public hearing.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. It seems like kind of before, after the engineer's report, before the town meeting, you would think that the town themselves should like have a meeting with us and stuff like that. At the town meeting, you would want that the impacted.
Yes, but I think you're going to have to push that agenda because they are
happening.
They are hush mouths about everything.
Yeah, over that much about it all.
Okay.
Unless you ask and poke. Yeah,
who is they? If John doesn't know about it, like, who's they?
Well, the only person we actually talked to was Jim.
It's got to be the Board of Select Men, right? Wouldn't you say, having son on them?
I would say that three-letter word comes to mind. It's got to be Jim. I mean, you know, that's kind of a policy, a way of doing, you know, business.
Yeah.
You know, would seem to me that, you know, unless you want to have a town meeting where there's a lot of uninformed people who are then going to react emotionally,
right,
it'd be really a good idea to present to us so we have, we know what's happening. We, you know, our reaction would be poised, informed. We would have our stuff together. Potentially
supportive.
Maybe, maybe even, right, really supportive. So it would seem like that would be a step that would be in the process. And maybe we should ask for that to be a step in the process. I mean, I don't know how you feel about it, but I don't like to hear about things in a meeting that we don't know about that directly impact the farm.
I mean, even the drawings that are out there are really hard to read. I mean, it's
but
not.
They're not of the farm. It looks to me like they're of Granby Street.
I couldn't. Yeah, I couldn't.
Have you seen them?
Yeah.
Just a few that were online.
It only causes a lot of confusion.
Because there's no reference material on the drawings that relate. Right. You know, there's no like
house,
street or house or building or anything.
There's a north south arrow.
Yeah, but there's not enough information to be.
I couldn't. Figure it out.
Yeah. Well, if we're not informed, then
I don't know.
You make a very good point.
It's got to be Jacobson.
Jacobson engineer.
Architect of some
engineer.
Kind. He's the town engineer.
Okay.
Yeah. So I have nothing. I think some. I can inquire again.
Just say we would like to.
Well, could that be part of, you know, because actually what I'm going to suggest is after our last meeting, in between our last meeting and the Board of Selectmen's meeting after we were leaving, I talked to Amanda, who said that the Town Facilities Subcommittee, which is ordinarily where we would go with any concerns we have about the farm, has been basically administrative. And her suggestion was that we plan a meeting with Jim. And so that's what I was going to suggest that we do between now and our next meeting. You know, the rocks that, you know, I want to have moved are one issue. I actually have pictures of, you know, just a few issues that I understand that John has his hands full, but you know what, no offense, I don't care. No, I mean, I do care, but I mean, there are, so I've documented in these really rather lovely pictures, you know, some of our concerns, and I have copies. One is just, you know, the manure pit, which now does not have a fence around it. I'm gonna harp about this from now until we get a fence around it or until it's graded, because it's dangerous and it looks terrible. We have the hole in the side of the barn that has been there for a couple of years. We got the silo top fixed. I want that fixed.
And when the critters go back and forth through that.
These removed.
What's that?
Just those last few pieces of whatever they are that's still up there, because it makes this whole area look messy. And here's just two examples of rocks, one of which is perched on top of another one. So this rock actually moves. So it's dangerous, and this could be one of the rocks that could be relocated up to the parking lot, so we have some additional seating. This is also just another random one that happens to be up at the farm that would make perfectly good.
You can just bring this over to my house.
That's a nice rock right there.
Is that one of those granite?
It's a granite.
Yeah, it's a piece of granite that just is haphazardly someplace on the farm. I just picked those out of you know, a bunch of other pictures.
So, or something. So you can get the idea of how big this is.
And you don't see those two?
Yeah.
After removing all the bricks that's left.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, I just feel like, you know, we sort of presented the farm to the whole board of selectmen, and now we could meet with Jim and just try to get his support on getting some of these maintenance items done. And at that same time, we can ask to be a part of the information that goes that goes to his office before it goes to public meeting, so that we have an opportunity to make our comments not only known to him, but to ourselves, actually, so we kind of have an idea of where everything is headed before, you know, reports just dumped on the public. I just think that's not the best way of getting our message across in what we want to do.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think he's the type of guy that I think, you know, judging from how things are going, that we have to, you know, visit occasionally.
Okay, I will put in a request. I don't know if it'll have to be a Zoom, or do you want an in-person?
In-person, we'll just pop in. We just need 15 minutes of his time, and I would just say that to him. You know, I have copies of the pictures that we can leave with him. We can, you know, discuss the grant. You'll have to choke me, because I probably won't be able to stop myself from saying, you know, that having the driveway dealt with at some point is, you know, needs to be on his radar, because I'm going to, because I just can't stand it.
That one's going to be all part of.
I get that, but it's been 2 years now.
I know, and it is.
I understand about the 2 miles.
Just takes money.
Yeah.
Money and time.
The question is that, you know, how much of that money, how much of that LOSID grant?
Jim did hope to put to include the driveway.
But here's the thing:
the LOSID,
we're not being
his plan. I understand. Did you talk to the facilities committee and ask them?
I just told her this was going to be our approach, because that's the way I thought we should approach this. And it was she who said.
Who is she?
Amanda.
Oh.
She said they're working on administrative type, whatever, I don't know. But they're not actually they're not working on physical buildings as in this facility subcommittee.
So there's not.
So she suggested we talk to Jim.
Okay.
So I didn't do anything. I mean, I'm not going to call and make an appointment by myself. Yeah. Feel like someone from, but I'm happy to do that. I mean, you know, I can walk in any day and just say, I want 5 minutes of your time. And, you know, I mean, I just feel like we just need to be more vocal.
Okay. I think vocal backed up with a plan is.
Yeah, just, I mean, here's a bunch of things. You know, give us a day. How do you want us to indicate which rocks get moved? I mean, you know, I don't know.
Where do you want that rock moved to?
I want bigger rocks around the parking lot, and I want some bigger rocks in particular spots on the path that then I have walked the
so
path
that you
ourselves,
can have a seat.
So that we have places.
Why
for
do you
people
want them in the
sit.
Driveway?
Because it's out of scale. The rocks are too small. They're pointy and they're dangerous for little kids. I'm up there with my grandchildren all the time. You know, you get back to the car, the kids want to drink. There's no place to sit. There's no place to tie your sneaker. And rocks are readily available. We have them everywhere. And, you know, like, you could sit on this.
Yeah. Okay.
And this one, which is dangerous, is a perfectly wonderful rock to have up there.
Will your little machine
I thought
here?
It was a log. Not all, but this was moved already.
Yeah, but you know, probably when that happened, it probably happened when they were doing the invasives with that big piece of equipment that they had.
Yeah, our tractor went with the guy to get the backhoe and a payloader now.
Yeah. So how many of these issues are things that you and your guys can take care of, so that if we go to Jim, our list is things that he doesn't have to go to you for, but there are things that he has to do. These aren't things that Jim's going to tell you to do, right?
Yeah, will be.
Oh, they will?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because it's time and money?
And then he'll say, between me and Sean, get it done.
Okay.
Whenever we can.
Okay. Okay.
It doesn't seem like that much. I mean, it doesn't make that many things.
It's here on a priority list, live up to here.
Exactly right.
But I mean, it's up to you guys.
Because I am not.
I'm kind of glad that it's right there and not right now.
No, but I mean.
Yeah, except we're only getting this much.
Getting people in that office is much more important than filling a hole on the side of a barn that no one's using right now. There's priorities that I kind of have to set, but if the squeaky wheel wants to jump some silly things up ahead, that's fine with me.
As somebody that's worried about the elections right now, that getting that thing get settled is very important.
But if we need to move rocks,
that's not more important in my book.
We're flexible.
Yeah.
That's your middle name, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Really, that's very important, getting that building ready, finished. Yeah. Is it almost finished?
We're just waiting on the state right now.
The demolition?
No.
The state.
The state has to inspect it or something?
No, they have to get their approval for the same day.
Portable building or.
Right.
That's another fun nightmare.
It hasn't been.
It's going to be used for the election.
Voting?
The same day.
Early voting.
Yeah, early voting.
Early voting.
Yeah, and the registrar.
That's another thing that doesn't make much
sense. They got to get out of.
That's besides the point.
Yeah. And they got to set up all of the computers, and there's just a lot to do. So.
And we're just waiting on the state for that last bit. We moved finance in last weekend.
Moved what?
The finance department into it.
So the next on our list is the wayfinding signage, the national park signage. I met with Sean Bailey, who's our new road chief crew person.
The new one.
Highway department. S-E-A-N. Bailey. He's super nice. And we sat down and went over the same things that we've gone over again and again and again. He's on board. And then we got some snow. And now, I gave him a call. And again, you have to prioritize. And the Park Service signs might not be that low, but they're definitely not high on the priority list. And as soon as the roads are cleaned up and things are good, he'll get on the signs.
So we have this. Places where they're going to go.
He has the list of places. He has the sizes. He has all this stuff. Unfortunately, a lot of where we want the road signs to go are Connecticut DOT permission, and that's not always the easiest thing to get. So Kathy in the office is willing to work with DOT. We're going to order the signs and. So we have them. So, that was the plan. So as permission comes in, we can put them up. So, but
so we don't have the actual locations.
We do. It's all listed out. He's got it all. He's got the national park sign.
We page. Have to order that.
We have to order the ones we want. Yep. We did the rights, the lefts, the ups, the downs. We did all that. So,
and then work with, and Kathy's going to work with the DOT.
Yep. Because Route 6, Route 85, the highway. And if we put one at all anywhere on 85 or even at the end of 85 and Clark Road, those are all DOT permission.
44?
Yeah,
they're all DOT.
Yeah,
it's all Connecticut DOT. So, he's got the list. He's aware. Just gotta wait for them not to be so busy. So the next thing is our Nelson Edwards architectural report that we had done.
2010.
No.
was really in that.
No, 2008 was when the commission was seated. Right. The report was done in 2010.
Okay. It's, we went to, Rhea and I were going through the list of things that we need to write
for
SHPO grants. And our report, you can't use a report that's over 10 years old.
Yeah.
So we called Sarah and we said, you know, the report was super thorough. What do we do? And she said, well, ask them what we need, and she would give them a letter stating the thoroughness and everything that's happened, the fact that the roof's been repaired, the porch has been repaired, we're working on stabilizing the house, and do a letter that's saying that the report is still valid, maybe update a few things here and there, but not have to write a whole new report. Mm-hmm. So we can't do this for free. And there's no grants and there's no money in the town. So we have our Rosie fund. Would, if it doesn't break our bank, is everybody in agreement to have her update this with our available funds?
And what does that give us?
The ability to write a grant.
It gives us, yeah, the ability to use that report for grant writing.
Did she give us a budget on the update?
No, because we don't know what it's going to entail. First, we have to talk to SHPO, which is Thursday.
What's the acronym for SHPO?
Yeah. State Historic Office of Preservation.
Okay.
Or State Historic Preservation Office.
Upgrade of the Nelson Report?
Yes.
Yeah.
That they, our Bible, our Holy Bible.
That was the original.
Yeah.
So, there are lots of
30 grand for.
Yeah, there are things that will be done.
I mean, I think it was 30.
There are things that have been done since then. So, we can verify that and just update that so we can. But you want, I think it's a good time for you to discuss the issue with the matching funds.
Oh, we don't have any matching funds.
We don't have any.
matching first funds of all, before we get ahead of ourselves, I need to know, how is everybody in agreement that we can take the monies we have to hopefully update Sarah's report?
Depends on how much it is.
Yeah, yes, right.
Exactly.
Depends, yeah.
So we need to find out.
We have no questions.
Because it's all only going to be a letter. I don't think it's going to be a huge.
Right. I don't think it's going to be a huge. Well, we don't know. We don't know what SHPO is going to say to us.
Right.
She's willing to tell, to give them her feeling about the report and the feeling about where we're at.
And we'll know more on Thursday. We're going to talk to them directly.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have a meeting. You have to have this meeting, whether like in order to apply for the grant. Yes. So we're having the meeting Thursday.
Who has to be at the meeting?
I'm going to be there.
Just a representative?
Just a rep. It's like a 30-minute meeting.
Okay, there's no legal representation that we have to pay for, right?
No.
Okay.
And then if you do this, then you can, you know, write a letter asking, like an application letter. They're not going to take everybody, you know.
We're not ready this year anyway.
No.
But
at least we're going to start understand what some of the process is by talking to these people.
And I think it's really important to understand whether or not a letter saying that the report that we did in 2010 is still primarily valid with, you know, some minor updates, whether that's acceptable or not. If it's not, then that, you know, that means SHPO is either not available to us as a grantor, or it, you know, means we'd have to look into redoing something, which would be ridiculous because very little has changed.
Right.
And even Sarah said
it's
that
gotten
it's
better.
Yeah.
Like it's even better. So,
yeah.
Good news is Thayer is well known to that organization, yes. So
yeah.
You know, I think she's probably giving us good advice, and we'll just
and also, right. And we had a very good response from our presentation with our other grant. They were impressed with our grant for the survey grant.
Master site plan. Yeah. So the other thing that SHPO requires is a 1-to-1. It's not even a 50-50. It's a 1-to-1, which means you pay for the entire project. Once it's completed, they reimburse you.
50%. Oh, wow. 50%. They'll reimburse you, not the 100% of the project, 50% of the project. But you have to have all the money
to put up
for the project, and then they give you 50% back.
Oh, it's 50%.
It's 50%. Yeah. So it's not even matching.
Yeah.
It's not even matching.
You're just getting half.
You have to have all the money.
You
have to have
all the money.
It was like how a grant was.
Yeah. Is that
you do the work, and then they pay you. Well, with the work you did.
Right.
The school was built that same way. Yeah.
Okay.
So
it's not like we can have 50% of $100,000. It's not like we can have $50,000 and get the grant. If the project's going to cost us $100,000, we have to have $100,000.
Yeah.
So it ups the ante a lot.
Yeah.
And then Arlene met with Jim about that.
No, I just for our meeting, I inquired what available funding could potentially be
from the town,
and their answer was with all the LOTCIT projects and all the other things that are going on, they don't want to take on
Zero.
A restoration project and another grant,
which so I understand.
At this point in time, there's no money.
From the town.
From the town.
Is there a timeline on the LOTCIT project being done, though? Like, have they projected?
The last one is what? Back when Joyce was still in the office in front of Beth's house.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. So
this last rain that this week is going to be a muddy mess. The last rain we had, it was like,
my God.
It was like a river.
You can't wait to move.
I think that I think once you have the grant, I don't know.
They've had the money for a long time.
They've had the money for a while.
But what's the holdup?
But they have.
There were design issues. That's and then they made a decision that they were going to do it with, you know, they weren't going to do it with outside contractors. They were going to try to do it with, you know, internal staff and.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't work. And then it went to outside contractors, and that's when it slowed down.
And then it slowed down dramatically. Well, it was actually, we were told, we, the people who live there that were going to be impacted, were told it was going to start as soon as school was out.
Right.
It didn't start until the school started again. Yeah. So I don't know what that was about, but regardless, it's what it is. And then when Landy took it over, they couldn't do it until November. And that was a really short window. They got a lot accomplished in 10 days that they worked on it. I don't know what it was. They didn't finish.
Yeah, but it doesn't work.
Not pardon for the way. It doesn't work. But the path
that's
going from
their problem.
From the town hall behind the library and stuff. I mean, that's all still there. It's eroding a little bit.
Slowly washing.
It's still there.
That's terrible.
It's had so much rain.
That's what you pay for. Their expertise in water movement. You know,
we have great confidence that it will get all fixed and be wonderful.
Yeah, but then you have to pay more money.
No, I won't pay any money.
The other thing about the SHPO grants in what we were reading is this round anyway, there's no monies for new construction or on-site improvements. So we need to keep our eyes and ears open for monies that we can use for site grading and a pavilion and bathroom facilities, because a lot of the monies are
there
restoration
today from Sarah that I'm going to look into.
Yeah, and I got literally 2 minutes before I was leaving, I got a text from Amanda saying did I know anything about congressionally directed spending, which I do not. But she sent me a link with some information about it. Evidently, it is what used to be called earmarks. And it is, you get somebody in state government or federal government on your side about a project, and then they insert it into a funding bill of some kind, and you potentially get funded.
John.
Now, it's not something we can do independently. Obviously, we are a town facility, so it would have to be coordinated with the town. And I'm sure, I guess last year, the town applied for a number of things that didn't get funded.
None of them.
So I don't think it's a sure thing. But
I haven't seen one yet.
Did you put anything sexy in, or
Hare Park Fields, High School Fields, and the Fire Department Master Plan.
Yeah.
That's what Amanda
didn't Hare Park
said to
get
me.
Funded?
Through STEEP.
But this is something, this is different.
Yeah. They had a couple other ones too, I think.
Yeah, she said
well, we can look into it. I think we can contact Steve Weir.
When we had our
he's a good guy.
He is a good guy.
Yeah. Last fall, was it October? I don't remember if it was before that. Remember who's the congressperson?
In Congress?
Hanson? Somebody Marion Hanlon.
Yeah.
She came up and she said, I've been following this farm. Beginning, and I'm really interested in seeing things.
I can talk to him. He's working on some stuff right now that I'm interested in, but Ramen. MD
Ron.
Yeah, he's very nice. So
he's the new.
I remember last year we spoke to somebody from not Blumenthal. It was Chris Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
He sent somebody. We had a meeting at the library. Does anybody remember?
Oh, that might have been that congressional direct spending.
Yeah, I think
it
was. He wasn't there, but
they
sent a representative, but nothing really happened with it.
Right.
Yeah,
and what were you pitching something?
We weren't pitching anything. It was all informational, just FYI.
Yeah. Anyway.
And then Sarah sent us a link for
it
one
today. It doesn't look like it's matching, but I haven't read it thoroughly, so that would be nice.
Did you look at it?
I didn't look at it.
Yeah.
And I contacted Johnny Carowin and he to see if there was any money from the National Park Service for the 250th anniversary. And he said that only for, to his knowledge, only for accessibility for ADA. So, but we were thinking like that pole barn. That might we might be able to pitch it as a handicapped accessible
structure.
Mm-hmm. You know, so that people could come to the farm, get there in it. Or the I know, before I forget. So for the Hartford Foundation for Giving, what about getting a couple of wheelchairs that are like RV wheelchairs that can go on the farm? I mean, at the beaches, like I've been to beaches where they'll actually have these that are sand wheelchairs that people can
sand tires.
Yeah. That people tires. Can and you can use them.
Would you do it, Ann?
Yes.
Did you get on one of those?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
you store them.
I mean, I think what you're proposing is a is a difficult thing to maintain because we don't have any place to store them. We don't have staff. It's not that I don't think it's a good idea. It's just, I think it's premature for how we operate up there right now, which is totally passive, hands off. You know, I don't know how often we empty the trash cans, but you know, that's a go. you know, regularly, that's about anything, you know, all that anybody's doing up there from the town standpoint. So I just don't know how it would work. I just don't know how that would.
I think it'd be great, but yeah.
I mean, I just logistically, I don't, you know.
Yeah.
They could be stored behind town hall when we get our pathway. Our little pathway, right?
They would have to be in something covered. It's a down the road idea. I did hear from somebody who's currently on the advisory committee that the Hartford Foundation has determined that their community fund program is successful and they have made it a permanent endowment.
Oh,
so that means that it will, I don't know how much money it will be, but that is a non-match grant and, you know, it will continue at least for the foreseeable future. So it's something to think about.
So we should be, you know, writing something every year.
Yep, we absolutely should be. Keep in mind that their requirements, they look for things that are going to impact the largest number of people in the community.
Yeah.
Or an underserved population.
Mm-hmm.
So in that situation, if we were prepared to do that, if we actually had, you know, a space and a staff and all that other stuff, that could be, you know, that could be a DEI kind of initiative. But right, I just think it's premature right now for what we do, what we have.
Never mind a wheelchair hover golf cart is something that will, you can carry things.
Same issue. You still have to have a place to put it, somebody responsible for it, somebody's maintaining
it. In the barn, huh?
You couldn't put it in the barn.
But you got to have somebody has to unlocking.
We just don't have, we're not there yet as a functioning.
I don't know. If people rented them.
Who would they go to rent?
Oh, they wouldn't know.
How would they get access to it? Right. Like how would they get training?
It's like the kayaks they got.
Would they go off the road?
It's like the scooters.
Scooters?
Oh, you know those ones in like cities that they have?
City bikes.
Oh, yeah.
City bikes.
Yeah.
I was in Manhattan last weekend, or not this past one, the one before.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You have What'd to you look see? At every direction. There are crazy people riding e-bikes at high speeds, going opposite the flow of traffic, going across the streets when the lights are.
I got hit by a bike like that. I went flying.
Those e-bikes can be very fast.
Has to be careful. Yeah. And they were. It was at night. This was. I mean,
really.
It like. In the dark, these people, they were coming out of nowhere. I was like, oh, my God. It was worse than Rome. It was terrible.
Do they have headlights on them or anything?
Some of them do, but not all of them do.
They go fast. I mean, you can get run over on the rails to trails path with just you and regular bikes.
Exactly. No.
Let alone in traffic and in
streets.
So as far as, since we're on the Nelson Edwards, as far as the house goes, so if we could get that beam put in, I think that, I mean, that's affordable. It's not a huge cost. I think that would be good to keep the house. And we do have funds.
Falling down.
Yeah, we have funds. And I know the Historical Society is committed to working on the house.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's money for that.
I think that's where you have to pitch it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, none of the accounts we have, I mean, we would basically empty them.
We would empty them.
Right.
And I don't think we're prepared to do that.
Right. I think we could all, you know, we could all chip in for that.
Who's we?
The Historical Society. Yeah. We could, you know, and I'm hoping that the Historical Society will do some fundraisers, like, but we have to, you know, we haven't
really mean enemy.
We're gonna try to get you know, more members.
Would be absolutely wonderful.
Yeah. To get more members.
But they have always said they had money to spend on, you know, on the house. So
yes, it's not a ton, but they, you know, they're committed.
It is a little bit.
They did. They put the roof on. No, I mean, I believe they are serious about it. It's just, you know, this would be a great opportunity
start.
Because
start And then when we find out what the rest of just putting the envelope on, then we'll know. But we're waiting for that. So we're supposed to get a quote on taking off the siding and then
Is Roger doing that?
Yep.
He is.
Is he doing it?
When you say do it, Barney, he's giving us the quote. What happens is it all has to go out for bids.
Right.
So, or other quotes.
Or other quotes. Yeah.
Okay. Depending upon the dollar amount.
Yeah. But he is willing to prepare us a quote. Yeah, and he's also willing to do the work. Same thing with the beam.
That's what
he's willing to go.
He's excited. He wants to do something.
Yeah.
He wants us to do it.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And he can do the beam any time of year, just for your information, John. Doesn't have to be right now.
Yeah.
So
I mean, the beam is like three, if we both chipped in $3,000 a piece. I mean, the Historical Society has that much.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Is there, if the Historic Society is willing to pitch in $3,000, John, do you have $3,000 in your
budget? My operating budget?
Yeah.
Is that not at the moment, but I'm trying to see what's in capital. So I thought there was money there. Yeah, I think there's money in capital right
now. How do we find out if can we do a dollar for dollar match with the Historic Society? Is that something that you think would fly?
Might. I mean, the roof did.
And Rogers already gave us a really reasonable price.
Unfortunately, we'd still need to do two more.
But those are verbal, right? Just verbal. Yeah.
Okay. And will you? I'm going to give this to you so you have it. You know what the scope of it is when you talk to everybody. Okay? And you don't mind doing that? And you guys will go to the Historic Society.
We meet this week.
Thursday,
right?
No, next week. Well, you could call a special meeting. You're all right here.
Yeah, maybe every other month.
Right?
Yeah.
Sorry,
that's right.
Okay,
that's what I thought. But I could call. I can call. Sure. We can have a mini meeting,
special meeting.
You know, we want to. Yeah,
sure. I'm curious. Where's this being carrying the
Historical Society?
Yeah,
we need someone under 70.
Where is the carrying beam
going to be going in the
too
house?
Late. Underneath, over where like the kitchen is.
Okay, in the basement.
Yeah, oh,
it's not going to be far.
Crawl space, right, John?
No, it's the main one.
Oh, it's the main one.
When I want to say it'll never happen in our lifetime, there's
but you. He's not only right now, so
yeah. Yeah, and you can say. I remember when.
Is that going to make sense to you?
Yep.
No.
I think so.
Well, I will tell you that I've lived in this town for 40 years. I've been on multiple commissions, and a lot of the things that we talked about 20, 25, 30 years ago have happened.
Have happened.
They really That's have. Great. It just takes time.
I can remember Bob Moore saying, there'll never be sewers. Never, never, never. He went on and on and on about it. I mean, he had said it so many times, he had it down to a science, and we have them now on the way. That just happened.
Well, I have a question.
That's just one example. The new apartments that are up off of Loomis Street?
Senior
apartments. Are those tanks going to be in the front of the wing?
That's not done.
I think
they're just to heat the building. They're not going to stay.
Oh.
Or they'll have something go around it.
I can't believe it.
I know, we look
it's
at
right
that,
in front
that
of
chill,
them.
Right? Like,
really?
That's not, there's no way they're going to stay there. They could possibly.
They're going through the windows.
Oh, it's just,
too.
Oh, okay. So maybe they aren't just.
Oh, are they?
Temporary.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, that is so funny.
They're propane tanks, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
oh, they're
look
really
nice
big.
Now, but they look fine.
They don't look nice.
So my comment was, would they be great to decorate for the holidays?
They could point into a Santa Claus.
Each of the six units could have a little competition, right?
Okay. Oh my God.
So once we get some more dollar amounts.
Is this yours?
Yeah.
Okay. Once we get some more dollar amounts coming in.
$6,000.
Do the main beam and then those, whatever's in red, pretty much.
Okay, so some of the joists are going to be replaced.
No, sistered.
Sistered.
Which means they're going to
be, what?
A board next.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah. How they reinforce structure. It's not that they're being eaten by
part of our
beetles and stuff.
Yeah. There hasn't been any new damage to them.
Good.
Wow. The Historical Society has $7,300.
15 years since we sprayed them.
So all the joists are okay except for being.
For a handful.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. Okay.
What kind of beam is it going to be? One of those.
It says on the thing.
Oh, it does?
Hearing beam rod.
No, it's not one of when you're laminated ones. Is that what you're thinking?
No, I was thinking of a chestnut. You can get those.
Not in this day and age, Anne.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you can find them.
Well, I have all those in my house.
An 8x8 beam.
I've got one in my house.
But it's not chestnut.
My mantle chestnut.
Number 2 EWP.
Eastern Mountain Pine. Eastern Mountain Pine?
White.
Eastern White Pine. Okay.
Unless, are you going to donate a tree from your yard? Anne, are you going to donate a tree from your yard?
She probably would have.
A chestnut tree?
No, there's no chestnut tree. Chestnuts. Unfortunately.
I know it came, mine, I think, came from Foot's farm. Foot farm that came down. They, on 94.
Yeah.
They took that apart.
Yeah.
Under new business, do we have any new business? The only thing is, once we get all these dollar amounts coming in, we have an idea of what kind of monies we have to come up with. We need to start putting our thinking caps on for some fundraisers. So it will be time. We'll have all of our ducks in a row, and we need to start raising money. We need to start thinking about things that we've done at the farm that have brought in the most amount of people. Like the food truck and music we had, that was a good turnout. Different things.
Very nice.
So that we're not
putting
out of time and money and effort into something that's not going to give us a good reward.
So, exactly.
We should have a few more ideas of what things will cost relatively soon. So,
something for this year? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know if we'll do it. It depends on how gung-ho you guys are.
Well, 2024 might be aggressive, or other than getting the display case, which probably we can figure that out.
That's true.
But if you applied for a Hartford Foundation grant in 2024, you get the money by early 2025. So you could.
But we can't just take that money and have it sit until we get enough money to do a big project.
Oh, no. You have to match the dollars with the type of project.
I wonder, it's $5,000, right?
I don't know what this year's going to be. I don't.
I mean, even if it was like for handicapped accessibility on getting out to like a picnic table or something, somewhere.
Well, don't forget, when the LOTSIP goes in, it's an ADA compliant pathway.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the hope is there will be handicapped parking spaces, and the grades will change so that it will be easier to get around the farm. That's all part of the LOTSIP. But until the LOTSIP happens, and there's, we know what it is, we can't really. It doesn't make sense to do a whole lot
just to have it be redone in a couple of years.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. The potable water made sense because we have runners and we have events, and it worked out so that we probably won't be disrupted. We'll just add to it. But
I just can't. Well, you gotta think of something.
We have to think.
Something that would encourage you know, participation in the community, you know, as community members. And
okay, put everything outside, I think, out of the box.
The Scouts always, the Boy Scouts, the Cub Scouts, that always brings, if you have something that brings the parents.
Brings the kids, which brings the parents.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think if we could get even a temporary tent like they left up. While summer for the dig,
that was nice.
And put it over the pit. I mean, when it's filled. You know, the manure pit after it's filled, and just have that tent was straight up in rain and wind, and it was phenomenal.
Stable.
And it would be nice to have something that's covered where people could still participate in things because it rains a lot.
Is a pole barn going over the, where is that going to go?
Where the manure pit is.
Okay. That's what I thought.
How much do those tents cost, Jeremy? Do you know when you
say big tent? Big tent.
That tent could be anywhere between $2,000 and $5,000, depending on quality of the.
Yeah.
My that tent, might be a good my thing. Tent was two.
So how big is yours?
20 by 30.
Nice size.
Mm-hmm. It was up for the reenactment.
Mm-hmm.
That was two. Nice. But mine's a pain in the neck to put up.
Yeah.
Don't get one of those.
This one's good.
Yeah, that's
easy.
Hmm?
I want to stay out in peace and tent.
Yeah, that's what
they rented it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what every. Oh, they rented it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, who? Oh, that's a pole tent.
That you mean the wedding? You mean the dig?
Yep, the one that they were.
Oh,
the
it was
kids
rented?
They rented that.
All, and it left. It was there almost all summer. It was there.
I thought she said they just had bought that.
Oh, she.
The library.
The state library, you mean? Maybe. Yeah. Because originally she had said they were renting one. So, like, you know.
Maybe it's changed.
Things changed.
Cheaper to buy it. Sometimes you can buy it cheaper than you can rent it. It really was.
Things
was
for
nice
her changed.
Thing. It really
daily.
Was a nice thing.
Yeah.
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 And I think it would be great for some of the activities that
change daily. Yeah.
But then again, it must be stored.
That's okay. We have storage. You know, we're only going to put it up and down once a summer. It's not like we're going to.
The storage isn't so bad.
No.
Just
because it goes into
right
a
there.
Thing.
Yeah.
I mean,
like a sleeve or
an
empty barn,
it,
actually.
It was hard to put up. I mean, you need a
well,
lot of people.
Yeah,
you need people.
You need people. It wasn't like you're taking it up and putting it down a lot. You just. A little. Once.
That would be the fundraiser. Be like, instead of raising a barn, it'd be like raising the tent.
Yeah.
Community raise the tent.
Your husband came and put the one up for the reenactment. They stuck around for hours afterwards. They didn't want to leave.
I don't suppose you completely volunteered for that, do you?
He didn't want to leave, though. Yeah. So just be thinking of things that we can do. Does anybody have anything else they want to add? Hmm? Adjournment?
Yes, I'll make a motion if we need one.
Yes, we do.
Second.
Aye. All those in favor.
Aye.
Fine.
We love it.
Oh, perfect meeting.
Okay.
Beth, what's this? I'm going to do without you.
Oh,
they'll be.
You're going to hate it in New Hampshire, and you're going to want to.
She's going to hate it there.
I find the leave button.
You're going to have structure.
No,